and welcome on to NBA Recap. Today is Thursday, May 5th, and we had two games on in the NBA last night, so let's get right into them. Starting off in the Eastern Conference semifinals in Miami, the Heat defeated the 76ers 119-103 to take a 2-0 series lead. And similarly, in the Western Conference semifinals in Phoenix, the Suns took a 2-0 series lead, defeating the Mavericks 129-109. So we'll break down both of those games in just a moment, but first, if you'd like to follow the show on social, we are at NBA Recap Pod, or you can just search YouTube or smart speakers for NBA Recap Podcast. And if you enjoy the show, consider subscribing or leaving a review. It really helps get the word out. Alright, so we start off today in Miami, where the Heat handily dispatched the Joel Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers 119-103, thanks to a big night from Bam Adebayo. He had 23 points and 9 rebounds, and then they also got 22-12 from Jimmy Butler, and 19 points off the bench from Victor Oladipo. Whereas the 76ers were led by Tyrese Maxey, he had 34 points, and then they got 20 from James Harden and 21 from Tobias Harris. But unfortunately for Philadelphia, with no Joel Embiid, once again they were just significantly outplayed by the Heat. They just could not keep up with Miami throughout the game. It started in the first quarter. The Heat outscored the 76ers 31-24 in the first. And then they basically just maintained and expanded upon that lead throughout the rest of the game. It opened up to a double-digit lead at one point midway through the second quarter. Victor Oladipo knocked down a three-pointer with 5:49 left on the clock that put the Heat up 51-38. But then credit to the 76ers, they did close the gap a little bit and cut it to within double digits by halftime. It was 60-52 at the end of the second quarter. But coming out of halftime, once again, the Heat just slowly but surely built up their lead more and more. They outscored the 76ers by 3 in the third quarter and then by 5 in the fourth. So there was never really like a dominant stretch where the Heat blew up their lead all the way to like 20, but instead it was just a slow and steady dominant win for the Heat, as they were just better than the 76ers throughout the game, and so they were able to, like I said, slowly but surely build up more and more of a lead as they just outplayed Philly throughout the game. Overall, the Heat shot 51% from the field, 48% from three, and that was the big difference maker in this game. The 76ers, 45% from the field, 26% from three. Philly was 8 of 30 from beyond the arc, whereas the Heat, 14 of 29. And then the turnovers were actually in favor of the 76ers. They only had 10, whereas the Heat had 14. But then on the boards, once again, Miami led the way. They out-rebounded the 76ers 44-34. They were really missing Joel Embiid in the interior in that regard. In fact, their leading rebounder was Furkan Korkmaz off the bench with 6. That just goes to show how weak they were in the paint. Of course, Doc Rivers once again starting the corpse DeAndre Jordan. He played for 13 minutes. To be fair, he was perfect 3 of 3 from the field while he was on the court, but he was negative 9 in those 13 minutes, and he is like 4 or 5 years past his expiration date at this point. Paul Reed actually played 25 minutes off the bench. He had 4 points in that time. He was negative 2, so not bad contributions for Reed. And then they also got 21 minutes in the front court from Matisse Thybulle. George Niang, in fact, in terms of front court players for the 76ers, he was the only player on the roster for Philly to be positive in the plus-minus. He actually fouled out of the game in 10 minutes. But he was plus 3 in that time, so kind of a weird game for Niang. But in that time, the brief time that he was on the court, the 76ers were actually winning. And people were wondering who Doc Rivers would decide to insert into the starting lineup in place of Joel Embiid. He was one of the ones that people were talking about, perhaps going super small and putting George Niang and Tobias Harris in, basically as your starting power forward and center, going super small and just trying to out-offense the Heat. But in fact, Niang only played 10 minutes in this game, and Doc is going with the 33-year-old Jordan as the starting big man. But anyways, as lifeless and lackluster as the 76ers were, the Heat looked really solid. Victor Oladipo continues to provide an offensive spark off the bench for Miami. He played 29 minutes in this game, and like I said, he was their third leading scorer with 19 points. And then they also got 18 from the sixth man of the year, Tyler Hero. It was in fact announced that he was the winner of the award in a landslide. It was obviously going to happen by the end of the season. There was nobody that was even close to Hero in terms of contending for that award. So he is in fact your sixth man of the year, and that duo of Hero and Oladipo coming off the bench for the Heat is looking like a really potent combination, especially offensively, especially considering that they're still missing Kyle Lowry. So anyways, this win takes the Heat to 2-0 in the series. They will head back to Philadelphia for Game 3, and it is going to be interesting to see how Joel Embiid's return progresses, because he is supposedly progressing well, and he might even be able to return for Game 3. That's going to be on Friday. But it's just going to be dicey. He's got multiple injuries right now. He's got the thumb, it's a torn ligament in his thumb, and then he's also got this orbital fracture. And so if he does return, I can't imagine that he won't be significantly compromised. He'll probably have a mask on. He'll probably have some sort of thumb brace. And just in general, he's going to be worried about re-injury in the back of his mind, even if he's trying to play forcefully. So it's just, I don't really see an avenue for the 76ers to get out of this situation that they're in, because even if they did have a fully healthy Embiid, this series is still basically a toss-up. But at this point, they're down 2-0. Embiid's status is uncertain for Game 3. And even if he does come back, he'll be significantly compromised. So things are not looking good for the 76ers. At the moment, it would basically take a miracle for them to be able to get out of this series at all. All right, so we can move on now to the box score. And the 76ers were led, as I mentioned, by Tyrese Maxey. Didn't really talk much about him, but he was dominant in his 43 minutes in the starting lineup, the sophomore. He had 34 points, and he was doing a lot of his damage from the free throw line. He was 9 of 11 from the charity stripe. He had 1 3-pointer. Overall, he was 12 of 22 from the field. So pretty solid efficiency, all things considered, for Maxey. And he had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals as well. So not really doing much else other than scoring, but the cherry on top, 0 turnovers and just 1 foul. So all things considered, a fantastic performance, one of his best playoff performances thus far in his young career for Tyrese Maxey. And then they also got 21 points from Tobias Harris. He was 9 of 17 from the field in 38 minutes. He had 2 3-pointers, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. He had 0 turnovers as well, but he had 4 fouls. He was negative 11 in the plus minus. The team low in that regard was Danny Green. He was brutal in this game, one of the main reasons they lost this game, frankly. The veteran, he had 3 points only. He was 1 of 10 from the field, 1 of 9 from beyond the arc. He had 2 rebounds and 2 steals. He was negative 18 in the plus-minus. And then DeAndre Jordan didn't do much while he was on the court either. He had 6 points in 13 minutes. Now, to be fair, he was perfect from the field, 3 of 3, and he also had 5 rebounds. So on a per-minute basis, not a terrible performance from Jordan, but it's just clear at this point that he is well past his prime athletically in the NBA. And then finally, James Harden rounding out the starting lineup at 20 points in 41 minutes, but he was not very efficient, 6 of 15 from the field, just 1 of 5 from 3, and he also had 3 turnovers. He was negative 10 in the plus minus, so not the best game for Harden. It's looking pretty clear at this point that he is just not the same player that he once was back in his Houston days. His athleticism has really fallen off. It's not like he's terrible now. He's not at like Russell Westbrook levels of production and inefficiency, but it's just not the same. Harden relied a lot on that slight athleticism edge, the step back three, blowing past guys, getting to the rim and drawing contact. And all of that has just fallen off just a little bit. He's just not really able to do any of that stuff at the level that he once was, and that has significantly impacted his overall impact. Now, to be fair, he did get to the line for 7 attempts in this game, and he's still an incredibly efficient free throw shooter. He was 7 of 7 from the line, and then he also is still distributing the ball very well. He had 9 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 block, so he's still definitely contributing. It's just not quite what the 76ers thought that they were getting when they traded all of their assets for the superstar they thought they were getting in James Harden. But anyways, off the bench for Philly, they did get 5 points from Niang, like I said, in just 10 minutes before he fouled out of this game. An incredible foul per minute rate, but he was 2 of 4 from the field. He had 2 rebounds, 1 assist. And then they also got 4 points from Paul Reed. Like I said, he was playing the majority of the big man minutes for the 76ers. He played 25 minutes. He was 2 of 4 from the field. He had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. He only had 2 fouls as well. So honestly, would the 76ers have won either of these games if Paul Reed or George Niang was in the starting lineup instead of DeAndre Jordan? I'm not sure. Probably not. But it's worth a try. And what DeAndre Jordan is giving you is essentially nothing other than a couple of gimme dunks in the paint. But anyways, Matisse Thybulle played 21 minutes in this game. He was a bit disappointing as well. None of these front court options really did a whole lot for the 76ers. In fact, Thybulle didn't even attempt a field goal or a free throw. That is pretty jarring in 21 minutes to not even get a shot up. it's like, on one hand, I applaud the fact that he doesn't try to do more than what he's capable of. He's just not really an offensive guy, so he doesn't overextend himself. But on the other hand, you got to take at least one or two shots. I mean, if you're on the court for 21 minutes, how can you not just happen to take a shot? It's pretty shocking. So anyways, he had 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block in that time. And then they also got 8 points from Furkan Korkmaz. In 18 minutes, he was 3 of 8 from the field. He did have 2 three-pointers, 6 rebounds, and that was it in the box score. And then the rest of the guys saw the court briefly at the very end of the game in garbage time. Jaden Springer, Isaiah Joe, Shake Milton, and Charles Bassey. And as for the Heat, they were led, as I mentioned, by the 2 All-Stars, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Butler had 22 points and 12 assists in 37 minutes. He was 8 of 15 from the field. He had 1 three-pointer, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. Fantastic production throughout the box score for Butler. And then also incredible was Bam Adebayo. He had 23 points, and he was very efficient. 7 of 11 from the field, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. And he had 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. He was plus 15 in the plus minus. That was the team high. In fact, every single player on the roster for the Heat, other than PJ Tucker, were positive in the plus minus. Tucker was negative 2 in his 26 minutes, but everybody else was in the positive. And that would include Max Strus. He had 9 points in 27 minutes. He had 3 three-pointers and 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He was plus 13 in the plus-minus. 7 points for Gabe Vincent, starting in place of Kyle Lowry. He was 3 of 7 from the field. He had 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And then finally, the aforementioned PJ Tucker, rounding out the starting lineup, just had 6 points in 26 minutes. All of his points came from beyond the arc, and he had 1 rebound and 1 steal. And off the bench for the Heat, that dynamic duo, Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo, led the way. Oladipo had 19 points in 29 minutes. He was 6 of 11 from the field. He had 3 three-pointers, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. He did have 4 turnovers, but nonetheless, he was plus 6 in the plus-minus. And then Tyler Hero had 18 points in 33 minutes, and he had very similar stats, actually, 6 of 10 from the field. He also had 3 three-pointers, and he had 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 block. Really incredible stuff from those two, combining for 37 points. I think most people coming into the season were just thinking with Oladipo, it's just going to be gravy on top of whatever else the Heat can do. They're not expecting anything necessarily from Oladipo, but if he can give them anything, it's going to be just a bonus. And it's taken a while for him to get all the way back fully healthy and back into the lineup, but he is now, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but he seems like he is all the way back to not necessarily his Indiana levels, his All-Star levels, but he's pretty close to that. I mean, he looks very good, and that is a scary thought to add a really, really talented guy like Oladipo to the number one seed in the conference in the Miami Heat. And then they also got a couple of contributions. Dwayne Dedmon and Caleb Martin saw the court. Dedmon had 7 points in just 11 minutes. He was 2 of 5 from the field. He had 5 rebounds. And 6 points for Martin. He was also 2 of 5 from the field. He had 2 rebounds. And then the rest of the guys off the bench for the Heat just saw the court briefly in garbage time. Haywood Highsmith, Omer Yurtseven, and Duncan Robinson. Interesting that Robinson is basically excised from the lineup at this point, only playing 1 minute in garbage time. And he was the nominal starter for the majority of the season. But at this point, Eric Spoelstra exclusively going with Max Strus. He's basically like a slightly bigger, more stout defensive version of Robinson, and he's shooting the 3 ball well enough to supplant Robinson in the lineup entirely. That's got to be frustrating for him, but nonetheless, if there's any coach that you would just trust implicitly with this kind of decision, it would be Eric Spoelstra. All right, and next up we can move on to Phoenix, where the Suns, the number one seed in the Western Conference, defeated the Dallas Mavericks 129-109 to take a 2-0 series lead. The Suns were led by who else but Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Booker had 30 points on 11 of 19 shooting, including 5 three-pointers, and Chris Paul had 28 points. He was actually even more efficient, 11 of 16 from the field, and he had 8 assists and 6 rebounds. Just incredible production from those two, once again combining for 58 points. And then they also got 15 points from Jay Crowder, whereas the Mavericks were led by their main guy, Luka Doncic. He had 35 points. He also had 5 three-pointers. He had 7 turnovers, though, and he was negative 28 in the plus-minus. They got 16 points from Reggie Bullock and 11 points off the bench from Spencer Dinwiddie. And unfortunately for Dallas, they were just not able to keep up with the Suns' incredible offense down the stretch in this game. It was specifically the fourth quarter where everything fell apart for Dallas. They were keeping pace with the Suns throughout the first 3 quarters, other than a slow start at the very beginning of the game. It was like a 9-0 start to this game in the first quarter. But after that, the Mavericks snapped into gear. They were able to cut that gap to just 4 by the end of the first quarter. And then it was just back and forth throughout the entire rest of the first half, and then most of the third quarter as well. At one point in the middle of the third quarter, there was kind of a lull for the Mavericks where they were not able to score at all for like a period of 2 minutes straight. And after a layup from JaVale McGee with 6 minutes to go in the third, it was nearly a double-digit lead once again. It was 74-66. But once again, the Mavericks came storming right back. They were able to cut that deficit almost immediately. And then it was really close until the end of the third quarter as well. So it was a 6-point advantage for the Suns heading into the fourth. So it looked like it was going to go down to the wire in Phoenix in game two. But then Dallas just kind of fell apart in the fourth. Their offense stagnated, and the Suns just were incredible. So after a 3-pointer from Luka Doncic with 8:55 left on the clock, it was still close. It was a 6-point game at that point as well. It was 99-93. But then that's when the Mavericks went ice cold for a stretch of like 5 minutes in the middle of the fourth quarter. They were basically only able to manage 2 points in that 5 minute stretch. It wasn't until Marquese Chris made a free throw with 3:21 left on the clock that the Mavericks finally got some more points on the board. But at that point, it was basically a blowout. The Suns had built up a huge lead. It was 122-97 at that point. So essentially a blowout throughout the final couple of minutes. But the Suns were just hammering the Mavericks in that stretch. At one point, Devin Booker single-handedly put the nail in the coffin. He knocked down 3 consecutive 3-pointers. It started with 5:15 left on the clock. He put the Suns up by 18. It was 113-95 after a 27-foot bomb. And then he proceeded to knock down 2 more 3-pointers, the next one off of a Cameron Johnson assist. And then finally, a 26-footer with 4:13 left on the clock put the Suns up by 24 points. So it was a total blowout at that point. And then, just for good measure, Ish Wainwright hit a 4th 3-pointer for the Suns. So a total blowout down the stretch. And then prior to that, it was Mikal Bridges and Chris Paul who were making the Mavericks pay. So really a team effort in the fourth to just dominate the Mavericks. And specifically during that fateful stretch when they just could not buy a bucket. Overall, the Mavericks shot 45% from the field, 41% from three, so that's not terrible, but they had 17 turnovers. They only managed to grab 25 rebounds. The Suns were just better in every regard. Other than the turnovers, they also had 17, but they out-rebounded the Mavs 34-25, and then they also just shot incredibly efficiently, 64% from the field, 52% from three. Insane shooting from the Suns. Everybody on the team was efficient. It was just absurd how good they were. They were 13 of 25 from the three-point line and 49 of 76 from the field overall. In fact, Cameron Payne and Landry Shamet off the bench going 2 of 4 from the field, so 50% field goal percentage, they were the worst on the team in that regard, along with DeAndre Ayton. Those three players were 50% field goal percentage. Everybody else was better. So that is just an indication of how incredible the Suns were in this game. And so they take a commanding 2-0 series lead. We will head back to Dallas for game 3 on Friday, and I don't think this series is over necessarily. The Mavericks have not played nearly as well as they could. Spencer Dinwiddie has been disappointing. Even Jalen Brunson was not very good in this game. He was 3 of 12 from the field. Maxi Kleba didn't make a 3-pointer at all. So there's definitely some room for improvement, to be sure, for the Mavericks. But with that being said, this Suns team playing like they are right now is just, it's hard to see anybody beating them. They just look incredible with Booker and Paul dominating the way they are. So we'll see if the Mavericks can make anything happen in Dallas, but I would not be feeling super confident if I was them at this point. All right, so we can move on now to the box score. And the Mavs were led by Luka Doncic. His incredible run in his playoff career continues. He is one of the all-time leading scorers thus far in terms of points per game in the playoffs. He had 35 in this game in 36 minutes. He was 13 of 22 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal. Now, he did have 7 turnovers, like I said. He was negative 28 in the plus-minus, which was tied for the team low. So he just needs more help, basically. Jalen Brunson only had 9 points in 28 minutes. He was 3 of 12 from the field. He had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. 4 points for Dwight Powell. In just 13 minutes, he was 1 of 2 from the field. 16 points for Reggie Bullock. He was probably the Mavericks' second-best player. He was 4 of 8 from beyond the arc, and he had 4 rebounds. And then Dorian Finney-Smith, rounding out the starting lineup, just played 20 minutes, and he had 2 points in that time. And off the bench for Dallas, they got 11 points from Spencer Dinwiddie, but like I said, he was not great, just 3 of 10 from the field. He had 2 3-pointers and 2 assists. And then they also got 9 points from Maxi Kleba and Davis Bertans. Kleba played 28 minutes. He was 3 of 6 from the field overall, but 0 of 3 from beyond the arc. He had 3 rebounds, 2 steals. And then Bertans, he was actually 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. And then Josh Green was the only other player for the Mavericks to see the court for significant minutes. He played 12, but he did not score in that time. Everybody else basically was just playing in garbage time. Frank Ntilikina, Trey Burke, Marquise Chriss, and Sterling Brown. They all scored in 5 minutes at the end of the game. And as for the Suns, they were led by the dynamic duo, the backcourt. Devin Booker and Chris Paul combining for 58 points. Booker had 30 on 11 of 19 shooting, 5 of 8 from 3. He had 4 rebounds and 4 assists. He was plus 21 in the plus minus. And then Paul had 28 points in 36 minutes. He was 11 of 16 from the field. Insane efficiency for CP3. He was 5 of 5 from the free throw line as well. And he had 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal. He did have 3 turnovers, but he was plus 19 in the plus minus. And then they also got 15 points from Jay Crowder. He was 4 of 7 from the field. He had 3 threes, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Mikal Bridges only had 11 points, but he was actually the team high in plus minus, plus 31 in his 39 minutes. And he was incredibly efficient, 5 of 6 from the field. He had 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. And DeAndre Ayton, rounding out the starting lineup, had 9 points, 3 rebounds in 18 minutes only. Off the bench for the Suns, they got 9 points from Cameron Johnson in 17 minutes. He was plus 19 in the plus minus. He had 1 3-pointer, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And then they also got 9 points from Bismack Biyombo, the backup big man. Due to DeAndre Ayton's foul trouble, he was playing significant minutes, and he was actually perfect from the field, 4 of 4, and he had 3 rebounds. And then they also got 5 points from Landry Shamet in 15 minutes. He was 2 of 4 from the field. 4 points from the backup point guard, Cameron Payne. He had 4 assists as well. And then 6 points for the other backup big man, JaVale McGee. He was also perfect, 3 of 3 from the field. So McGee and Biyombo going a combined 7 of 7 from the field. And then they also got 3 points from Ish Wainwright in 6 minutes. And Torrey Craig saw the court for 3 minutes, but he did not score in that time. All right, and that will do it for our box score breakdown. Normally, we would move on now to our preview for tonight, but there are no games on in the NBA tonight. For some reason, we've got Game 3 of both of those series on Friday, and then Game 3 of the other two series isn't until Saturday, so they've got quite a big gap between Games 2 and 3, the Celtics, Bucks, and Grizzlies, Warriors. So we've got a full weekend of basketball coming up, which we will preview on tomorrow's show, but that will do it for us today, so thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to follow the show on social, we are at NBA Recap Pod, or you can just search YouTube or smart speakers for NBA Recap Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, like I said, to preview all the action on the weekend. But until then, thanks for tuning in.